Well, those little clicks and cracks tell you you're listening to some vinyl. We heard the Cody Sisters Band with Crazy Head, Seldom Seen, and Daddy Was a Railroad Man, Mickey Gallion, and Collins Bridge with Where a Red Rose, that great John Duffy tune. Then the Road West gave us Quarter Moon, Anna and Elizabeth, I'm Just Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. Flat and Scruggs get us Memphis from Town and Country, and Lonesome River Band, If I Needed You. And then it was Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin and A Long Time Traveling, along with Larry Hanks on the bass thing. And now it's Bill Keith and Caravan, but it's time for Terrasonic. Thanks for listening, y'all. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around. Thank you for joining me and making KGNU and Terrasonic part of your Saturday afternoon, your weekend, your life. It means a lot for you to be here with me today, so thank you. We've got, I guess I've been in a weird or weirder than usual mood lately, and I think today's set is going to reflect that a little, but in a good way, I hope. We'll find out together. At any rate, we're going to start with something from one of my favorite records from last year, Sweetest Broken Dates, Lost Somali Tapes from the Horn of Africa. The artist is Four Mars, and the track title translates to Guide Us, and I will be guiding you today on this magic carpet ride. So keep it tuned to Terrasonic right here on KGNU. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Não nasce de alma pobre, dou nó escondo a ponta, quero ver cê desatar, que maus olhos não me vejam, nossa estrela vai brilhar. Eu não tenho lancha nova de cano, eu chego lá. Oi, nós tamo de andada, o mestre Chico já falou. Ontem fui um mangue boy, hoje mandinga man eu sou. Oi, de mim já se esqueceu, mas eu vim pra te lembrar. Olha, não me deve nada, quem tem com que me pagar? Todo dia na semana, não me esqueço de rezar. Sexta-feira é dia santo, uso branco de babá.
Terrasonic on Listener Powered, KGNU. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host this and most every week from noon to one here on KGNU for your magic carpet ride around the world of music, which began this week in Somalia from the great collection Sweet as Broken Dates, Lost Somali Tapes from the Horn of Africa. One of my favorite records from last year. It came out on the Ostinato label. And from it, we heard Na Dadihi, or Guide Us, by Four Mars. And speaking of my favorite records, just a little plug that, you know, I've got a blog. Who doesn't? At blogthevibrarian.co. And I write about a lot of music there and have a collection of some of my favorite lists of some of my favorite stuff from 2018. Again, that's blog.thevibrarian.co, and that's all I'm going to say about it. After that, from Dem Juju Poets, from I believe a 2017 release titled Liberated Thoughts, we heard Bada Bada, and then from last year's compilation from Cafundo, Volume 6, Afrobeat Brasil, it was Andre Sampaio and Coluno de Ajo. In the background right now, it is Arat Kilo and his track Ambush in Cairo, remixed by Aki's Beats. Still a long way to go in the show, and we're going to get back to it in just a second. But first, I want to let you know that support for Terrasonic and KGNU comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting Tony Furtado on February 1st, and a solo performance from Corey Harris on February 10th. Details can be found at swallowhillmusic.org. Now, back to the music. Coming up next, something from Nuri on Terrasonic on KGNU.
début est différent du comportement du milieu.
We'll be right back.
It's Terrasonic on KGNU. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, approaching our halfway point. In that last set of music, we heard from Nuri from an album called Drup and a track called, I believe, Nine Roof. Got turned on to Nuri by a recent afternoon sound alternative here on KGNU by DJ Segway. He always drops some great stuff, and you better have your Shazam ready because he's as good as he is as a DJ. Playlist entry, not so much, but he's a busy guy when he's spinning those tunes. And anyway, that's what Shazam's for. So Nuri and Nine Roof. After that, some music that came out last year from Nigeria, some independent experimental music from Nigeria that I just got tipped to in the last couple of weeks from Studio Shop Shop and their album Chateau One, and we heard Nima off that. And then new music just out this year from Tropical Twista Records, a label that I've played a lot of music from. They're based in Sao Paulo. This artist, though, Mental Carnival, is based in Berlin. German electronic music artist, Mental Carnival. And the album, or EP really, it's five tracks. It's called Drums and Drama. And from that we heard Confused. And right now in the background from Sound Voyage, a collaboration between Nico Schabel from Radio Citizen and Express Brass Band and Tom Weiland from Seven Samurai, Panopticon Orchestra, Trans Europa Express Radio, and more. Together they are Sound Voyage, and from their album En Route to Thailand, we're listening to Wong Futura. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this one gets a little weird. We're in the weird part of the show, or if that's how you want to call it. It's really not weird, right? Nothing's weird on Terrasonic. At any rate, I hope you're enjoying it, and I thank you for joining me today. Let's just get back to the music here, to Terrasonic, on listener-supported KGNU.
nani ya mala monte mandeko Denge bomona ngaye na okampasye Bolingo ezanga munganga ya kobikisa motema Denge bomona ngaye na otamosika mandeko Bolingo sanga matata Oye bandenge mokile tambama ya mwato bandeko Mokile ndenge tambola magumbu ya meme Oka la kanga ndenge na vima suki pembe na mutu na bolingo oya Na lala na liate Omonia
Yeah, rolling on here on Terrasonic. We just heard from Pena, band fronted by producer and multi-instrumentalist Magnus P.I. Percussive wanderings in Cuba, Turkey, Morocco, India, Peru, and Tanzania, providing a tribal alternative dance floor take on Afro-Latin rhythms. Blowing up under some radars, Pena has attracted the notice of BBC DJ and tastemaker Giles Peterson, and they put out some pretty strong stuff in the last year or so. And that was the DJ Khalab remix of Accelere. Before that, Brazil's Rodrigo Amarante from Isla Edit's Volume 2, Tierra. It was Mana, the Corazon edit. And before that, Bolivian musicologist and singer and one-time Bolivian ambassador to France, Luzmila Carpio, and a song called Kuntur Maliku, Señor Condor. And before that, Sudanese jazz man Saif Abubakar and the Scorpions from Jazz, 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 originally released in Sudan in 1980 and recently reissued by Habibi Funk. And this is a great record. Every time I go back to it, it shows me something new. And this time around, we heard Bride of Africa featuring Osman Zito. And in the background right now, it is Rio Negro, recorded between Medellin, Colombia, and Berlin. The band features Marius Aguayo Sano and Glad Kazuka. And from their eponymous release that came out in, I believe, 2015, this is Mojada. Join KGNU and Eco Cycle for a community conversation on plastic waste at the Longmont Museum on January 31st. A group of panelists will explore the realities of plastic waste, its impact on the environment, our oceans, and the opportunities for reducing plastic waste in Boulder County. This event starts at 6:30, is free and open to the public with RSVP at kgnu.org. Special thanks to Boulder County and Zero Waste Funding for making this event possible. And special thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in today and making Terrasonic and KGNU possible. Still a little ways to go in the show, so let's get back to the music on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. Just heard music, new music from DJ Click. His latest project is called Click Here. The album is Play It Again, and we heard Folklorica from that one. And then before that, from the Democratic Republic of Congo, it was Kokoko from an EP called Liboso and a track called Affaire Ambango. Right now in the background, it's Calibro 35 out of Brazil. Actually, from Italy, sorry. Record Kicks Afro Sides is the name of the compilation from Record Kicks, and this is Nguana Bay Launch Complex. Stick around. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. The Donovan in with you this Saturday, bringing you 3 hours of the best in reggae music, followed by 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. That queues up at 4 o'clock. D Ryder in the house with you today for that. Full hour of news from the BBC at 6, followed by Sound Lab with Damon. This evening at 7, kicking off KGNU's Saturday evening music programming. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all your music and information needs.
The BBC News. The United States and the Taliban say significant progress has been made towards bringing an end to the long-running war in Afghanistan. Both sides suggested there have been positive outcomes to the discussions in Qatar. Sukunda Kamani is monitoring events from Islamabad.
We understand that there's been significant progress on at least two key issues. One, trying to figure out when American troops might be withdrawn from Afghanistan. And the second, getting a commitment from the Taliban that they won't allow Afghanistan to become a base for international jihadist groups like Al-Qaeda in the future. But there's still a lot of outstanding issues as well. Crucially, we haven't seen any announcement of a ceasefire, and the Taliban are yet to agree to begin direct negotiations with the government in Kabul.
The emergency services in Brazil have rescued almost 50 people from the sludge that engulfed an iron ore mine after the collapse of a dam on Friday, but the chances of finding more survivors are slim. 34 people have been confirmed dead. Julia Carneiro is close to the disaster area.
They restarted very early this morning with helicopters flying over the area and firefighters trying to find victims and also looking for areas where they have information where workers of the mine were and perhaps people could be stranded. There's hope in the city that perhaps there are areas where people were stranded, didn't make it out and therefore are still unaccounted for. But the governor of the state of Minas Gerais has said he sadly believes that at this stage it will be more likely to retrieve bodies than to find living people.
The United States and Russia have clashed in the UN Security Council over the future of Venezuela. Four European countries, including Britain, have given the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, 8 days to call fresh elections. James Robbins reports.
The UN Security Council has been meeting in emergency session. The meeting was called by the United States. Washington has already recognized Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, as the rightful president. The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, told the UN it was time to take sides. And very pointedly, he talked of President Maduro in the past tense. But he still has some international support, notably from Russia. Its ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, accused the Trump administration and its Secretary of State of staging a coup.
The UN says more than 50 mass graves have been found in the west of the Democratic Republic of Congo as part of an investigation into an outbreak of violence which took place in December. Earlier this month, the UN said nearly 900 people have been killed in Yumbi. The violence led to the presidential elections being cancelled in the area. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. There's international concern over the Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's decision to suspend the Chief Justice just 3 weeks ahead of presidential elections. The most senior judge would play a key role in resolving any dispute arising from the vote. The US has criticised the suspension. The European Union observer mission in Nigeria said the timing raised concerns about the chance of electoral justice. The main opposition party has halted its election campaign in protest at the president's move. At least 10 people were injured when an angry crowd in Iraqi Kurdistan stormed a Turkish military camp. They set light to tanks and buildings in protest at recent Turkish airstrikes in the area, which are said to have killed at least 6 people. Unconfirmed reports say one person died in the storming of the camp. Germany's Coal Commission has recommended closing all the country's coal-fired power stations by 2038 at the latest. Delegates thrashed out a compromise over the gradual switch to renewables. Here's our